When my daughters were in elementary school, I dreaded the teenage years. I had heard stories of challenging days, hormonal swings, and tension, and with two girls, I dreaded what those hormonal days would look like. But then I read a book that changed my perspective. Why I Didn't Rebel by Rebecca Gregory Lindenbach helped me see how the teenage years would have their own unique set of challenges, but they could also be a delightful time that I could look forward to with excitement. My daughter's teenage years have been some of my favorites. And in this episode, I'm sharing with you what I love about the teenage years and why you can look forward to them too. As I look back, I remember my daughter's preschool and elementary days very fondly. They were playing in the water and mixing colors and learning about liquid measurements, creating towns in the sandbox. They had a lot of fun making bricks like the Egyptians with our Oklahoma clay soil. They were playing with dolls and Legos, and there were just so many good memories. But now our days look very different. They're no longer filled with childlike wonder at the basic aspects of life. Instead, this is one of the first things I love about these years. I get to see how their interests are developing. They are still curious and they're still exploring and discovering new things, but it's exploring their own interests and on their own time frame. Homeschooling has provided them time and space to try different activities and to learn about subjects that have sparked their interests. For one of my girls, it's been cryptography and government intelligence and cybersecurity. For my other one, it's been fashion design, historical fashion, drama, and reenacting. They are literally night and day different, and it has been so fun to watch them. And one thing that I absolutely love is that they share what they're learning with me. And they teach me about their interests. Instead of me teaching them, I am learning so much every day from them. Another thing that I love are the rich discussions that we've had. Well, we talk about everything from politics to religion, history, character traits, relationships. Nothing is off limits. Our discussions are very rich and very interesting. I never quite know where our conversations are going to go. It has helped that we built this habit of discussion and thinking deeply through narration. And I'll leave a link in the show notes of how we have used narration in our home and in our homeschool. This is applicable to homeschool lessons and so much more. So even if you don't homeschool, you might take a minute and check out the narration post. It can help your child in their academics wherever they are, and it can help build your relationship. We don't expect our children to believe the same way we do on everything. So I've been able to watch them develop their own opinions. We'll tell them our thoughts. We'll tell them our reasoning behind those thoughts. But then we expect them to do their own reading, their own research, and to form their own opinions. Sometimes this has challenged me to question my beliefs, and I've even changed my beliefs on some things as we've had discussions, and they've brought in new perspectives that I had never considered before. Another thing that I really love about these years is watching them develop into young ladies. They're developing their own style. They are finding out what clothing they like, how they like to do and wear their hair, what they like to listen to, how they want to have their workspace structured and their day structured. How do they want to live in this world and fulfill the calling that God has placed on their lives? I've been able to watch them develop their character. This often comes through trials and mistakes. How we embrace those mistakes can have a big impact for them. I've had an opportunity to help them see how they can grow from those mistakes, help them identify the character that they want to be building, and help them in that process. I have to take a hands-off approach, which is really hard for me. So I'm learning that alongside them, but it's been fun watching them develop that character. And finally, they are just fun to hang out with. I truly enjoy hanging out with my daughters. They are currently 16 and 19, And while they enjoy doing things with their friends and they have a range of activities that they are engaged in, they also enjoy hanging out with us. Sometimes we'll snuggle on the couch together and we'll be reading our own books, or maybe we'll snuggle up and watch old movies together. My college-aged daughter, who's not home as often now, will sometimes have FaceTime study sessions, and she'll be working on her college work while I work on my master's work. I'll sometimes go out on lunch dates with them, and this we can have those conversations, and I can hear what's going on in their lives and get to be a part of it without being too involved. These teenage years have not been without their struggles, and because they're personal struggles to them, I'm careful about what I share on the podcast and in emails or on social media, but know that our home is not perfect. We still have struggles. We still have times that I get extremely frustrated with them. They get frustrated with me. We have those typical challenges, but I also love these years, especially now that one of my daughters has graduated and is in college. I know that this time is not going to last much longer. They will soon have their own adult lives. They'll be busy and we'll be empty nesters. We'll see them a lot less. And I'll be honest, I'm looking forward to the empty nest years, but I'm also treasuring this time that I have left with them at home and while they're in college. I hope you'll join us at the workshop next week to learn more about the influence factor parenting continuum and how you can learn to love the teenage years too. Until next time, remember that you are fearfully and wonderfully made and that you have been called to have a unique impact on the world. Let your light shine as you share your gifts, talents, and passions with the world. Thanks for joining me on the Purposeful Impact podcast. I pray that today's episode blessed you and that you found encouragement and practical tips. If so, would you share this episode with someone else so that they can be blessed too? I'd also appreciate it if you would take 30 seconds and leave a rating and review in your podcast app. Leaving a review helps other homeschool parents find the podcast and know if it's a good fit for them. Thanks so much for helping to spread the word.